Kurt Bosler, head coach for the Valley Catholic softball team, about to put the headset on and join us for our post-game coverage in between the end of the Valley Catholic Arcadia Valley game and the beginning of Bismarck and West County, the championship game for the MAAA Conference Tournament. Coach Bosler, I think you're probably pretty happy about this performance here, don't you think?
Yes, I am. Before the game, I think I told you that we wanted to go out and hit the ball hard and score a lot of runs, and we accomplished that goal today.
Yeah, there were a lot of moments where Norville just wasn't able to get the ball over the plate. She walked a lot of your players and just a very patient approach. But if something was in the zone, in the wheelhouse, your hitters definitely took care of it.
Yeah, I told them before the game, let's not take strikes. Every strike we see, let's hit it hard. And I think for the most part, we did that today.
Defensively, you looked fantastic out there. Taylor Siebert plays a good short. So does Anna Fowler at second base. Talk about the defense. Is it getting better as the season has gone along? Has it been a strong suit for you guys?
Oh, I put our defense against any defense around. We're a solid defensive team all the way around the field. Taylor's nails is sharp. She took one off the chin today and still threw her out at first. So we're good defensively.
And in every sense of the word, a collective effort defensively for you guys. As you mentioned, the one bouncing off the third baseman of Wood and rolling to Siebert, collected her thoughts, fielded it cleanly and made a good throw to first base.
Yeah, and Katie Hile behind the plate, she's a good catcher. We threw a girl out today at first, and I'm very pleased with the way we played today.
Speaking of that pickoff move to first base, you don't really see it a lot. Girls getting picked off the bags. A lot of them, that once they get on first base, they're able to take second pretty easily. But heads-up play from Heil, a very Yadi Molina-esque type thing.
People don't steal on us very often. She's got a cannon back there, and she likes to throw it around. So she's respected.
Taylor Siebert, 3 runs for you. 4 ribbies for Anna Fowlert. The 1-2-3 punch that you had at the top of the lineup was outstanding today. Talk about their performance all season and how it's been for you guys.
Well, Taylor's normally our catalyst. When Taylor rolls, we roll, but she struggled at the plate a little bit this year. So she's picking it up now. She had a good game today, and she made some contact yesterday. So hopefully she's picking up and getting out of her little slump.
District tournaments right around the corner for you guys. Is this pretty much the ideal kind of game that you want to play?
Yeah, I think so. We wanted to hit the ball and get things rolling and get a hot streak going and start playing some good ball.
As we just mentioned, top of the lineup has been fantastic for you all season. Would you like to see a little more production out of the 7, 8, 9 hitters?
Yeah, definitely. They've been struggling. We been putting everybody in that position, but we still can't find the right person that can drive the baseball, drive the softball.
All right, Coach, if you were to sum up today's events in just a couple of words, how are you liking your team moving forward?
I'm happy. I want to give a shout out to Autumn Nagger, though. She did a heck of a job in the circle today. She threw strikes and made them make plays, and when you got a defense like we have, you just throw strikes. She did a good job.
Yeah, certainly a strategy that is easily adoptable when you have the defense that you have. Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here today, and thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll see you in districts.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kurt Bosler, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, after their 16-1 dousing of the Arcadia Valley Tigers.